The summit featured brief presentations from seven sectors of the local economy: education, municipal government, healthcare, business, entrepreneurship, fisheries, construction, and tourism. CETA's executive director, Gary White, gave an eighth presentation on the labor and real estate markets in Sitka. The numbers alone don't reveal much. For example, average per capita net earnings in Sitka have ticked downward over the last 3 years, but the average monthly wage is up slightly, as is the average number of people employed each month. Some of these discrepancies might just be a matter of the data source, whether the U.S. Census Bureau or the State Department of Labor, explained White, but other numbers were a mystery. White cited the over 200 real estate transactions in Sitka in 2016, twice the number of transactions in 2015, and almost half with no traditional form of financing.
That is a crazy number to me, and I have not been able to dig in to try to figure out what's going on there. But we had a lot of housing transfers last year, and a lot of them were done in cash.
No one on the panel could offer a firm answer to the sudden spike in cash real estate transactions, except perhaps wealthy out-of-state buyers. But there was anecdotal evidence to suggest that all the home sales didn't mean that Sitkins themselves were packing up and moving out. Chamber President Travis Vaughn, who hosted the summit, is a real estate broker.
I don't see it in the market. I don't see a mass exodus of Sitka. If you look at the bread and butter, the $350,000 price range for a single family home, we don't have a lot for sale right now, and haven't for some time. We sold it all. And if there was mass exodus from Sitka, I'd be ordering listing signs left and right. You're not seeing it. I manage 70 rentals. I have zero vacancy, not one or two, zero.
And the construction business, according to panelist Dean Goodwin with Spenard Builder Supply, was doing pretty well.
There's 23 locations of Spenard's, including some truss plants and millwork plants. But of the 23 locations, we're probably doing better than most. And it probably has something to do with that we have a captive audience. That does help.
Not every hard number was difficult to reconcile. Sitka is getting older. There are 600 fewer students enrolled in the school district now than when the APC mill closed in 1993. White used this data to generate some brainstorming.
We're losing workforce, age residents. We're becoming an aging population. And so as the community planners look, and as we look as a community, how are these trends going to affect our housing needs, our healthcare needs, city services, retail purchases? This is all going to affect what's moving on as we see this aging population coming on.
In one respect, an aging population might be viewed as an economic opportunity with its specialized needs and stable pension or retirement income. But Search Hospital Administrator Jeff Prater wasn't so sure. He was the healthcare panelist, and he saw a potential crisis developing for some of Sitka's elderly.
We have a population of folks who have no other resources to for healthcare. The income that is coming in isn't enough to cover, for the Medicare Part B or Part D. And so those are the things that we're starting to see. And then on top of that is that really is starting to worry us is the fact that we fill up pretty quick with folks who have what we call a disposition scenario where there's no place for them to go. In other words, they're there, they've exceeded an inpatient stay, if you will, have met that criteria. Even if they went to a swing bed, like a step down type of care, and they've exceeded that criteria, and then really we work really hard at trying to figure out where can someone go afterwards.
Prater called it a placement issue and said that Search is seeing fewer families step up to care for elders, as was more common in the past, and the state was struggling to fund the Pioneer Homes. Audience member Pat Alexander suggested revising the elder care model.
There will have to be a paradigm shift, and it might be to small group homes like they have for foster care, only for high-functioning elders.
After 2 hours of discussion, the economic summit wrapped up with no firm conclusions about the health of Sitka's economy, Fortress of the Bear co-director Evie Kinnear suggested that Sitka should develop its human capital.
We have a resource of people here and ideas and knowledge, and it's just sitting.
Kinnear thought that people in the nonprofit sector could collaborate and support each other on issues like obtaining health insurance, and she herself was open to helping the next generation start businesses. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.